Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Nelson Field here in Dawson for a Camden Conference baseball game. Dick Newman joins me. Dick, hopefully the rain stays away.
Well, it looks a little dark right now, but we hope it goes over us.
Yeah. All right, we'll carry our national anthem live here. National Anthem, Paul Rainbow and Rick Newman here at Nelson Field for our Camden Conference baseball game here this afternoon. Let's quickly go through your State Farm starting lineups. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, Eli Olson will be playing second base. Bo Johnson will bat second in center field. Blake Thompson's batting third and at third base, batting fourth. Nate Hansen. Nate will be playing shortstop for the Blackjacks. Cam Safford will bat fifth and play left field, batting sixth. Tygan Long, the pitcher, batting seventh. Grayson Olson, the catcher. Ashton Schwendra in right field, he'll bat seventh, or bat eighth, and Colin Olson will bat ninth and play first base. The Eagles are coming to bat here, and our State Farm Insurance starting lineup brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. And Dick, you want to do Lockefeller's lineup quick?
Sure. Leading off the shortstop, Dylan Kymig, batting second, the pitcher, Dylan Geiser, batting third, the third baseman, Caden Molden, batting fourth, first baseman, Caden Mortensen, batting fifth in center field, T.J. Mitchell, batting sixth, in left field, Davis Patzer, batting seventh at second base, Kale Benson, batting eighth behind the plate, Landon Weber, and batting ninth, from Rayfield, Baxter, Carlo.
All right, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Dark cloud comes over the field here. We haven't got rain down yet, but it doesn't look good here.
It looks really dark, but then you can see some light further south.
All right, here we go. The first pitch of the game. Tygan Long, the pitcher.
Down low.
Dylan Keimig.
Low and outside.
Ball. Tygan Long, a right-hander. Next pitch popped up. High and home plate into the stands here. I got to reach for my umbrella right there. I felt the drop right away, Dick.
Oh, boy.
We got to protect the electronic equipment, right?
One ball, one strike. Dylan.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop.
Oh.
And it goes right underneath his legs. Nate Hansen. Tough play there for Nate. And on his way to second is Timing.
Timing is so fast. It's so fast. Just a routine ground ball. He hit it hard, but it took a bad hop right over the glove of Hansen.
Here's Dylan Geiser. Yeah, Bart has always said they got probably the fastest team around, so you'll see a lot of Coach Darby. Darby, here's a long fly ball, opposite field, the left fielder going back, and makes the catch out there. That's Cam Sather. Tagging up and going to third, and sliding head first is safe. Timing on a tag up from left field. So Geiser went opposite field there like Joe Mauer.
Yeah, he did. It hit it well, but the dimensions in this ballpark are deep. It's a long ways out there. They don't have signs up how far it is, but it's much bigger than Madison Memorial Field.
There's Caden Mulvin takes first pitch outside and then throws over the pitcher, Tygan. And Geiser Keimig will stay at third base. Maybe we'll see Rod Carew steal home. Get your defense here for a minute. But Caden Mulvin, left-handed batter, the pitch. Outside for a ball. Ball two to Caden.
Long working from the windup.
Caden batting 368. Here's the pitch. And that's low for ball three. So 3-0 to Mulvin. Defensively for Dawson Boyd, Grayson Olsen behind the plate, Colin Olsen at first. Boy, Tygan works fast, and there's a strike. Colin Olsen playing first, Eli Olsen at second, Nate Hansen at short, Blake Thompson at third. That's your infield for Dawson Boyd. Here's the 3-1 pitch. High for ball four. Runners on the corners for Lacapau Valley. Brings up Caden Mortensen. Caden has a home run on the season. Eagles have two home runs as a team. So runners on the corners. Let's see what Coach Darby Burgon does. Here's the first pitch to Mortensen. Right down the middle. Nice pitch there by Tygan Long.
He has to go back to the stretch now. And runners at first and third. A fun situation. Big lead there by Mulvin.
There goes Mulvin. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. And it hits the third baseman, but looks like Geiser's going to, or Timing will stay at third. Good throw by the blackjack catcher there, Grayson Olsen. I wonder how many stolen bases Caden Mulvin has.
He can look pretty good.
For a big guy, yeah?
That pitch was a strike. So 0-2 to Caden Mortensen.
Pitch over the long fly ball, deep left field, going back to Sather, and I think that's a home run. It is a three-run home run for Caden Mortensen. Over the left field fence. He tatered that one, 3-0, Lacapau Valley. Boy, look at him celebrating, waiting for his teammates at home plate. Mortensen touches home plate, and celebration begins for the Eagles. That was way in the air, too.
Yeah.
I think we're done. I can put my umbrella away for a minute, you think? Yeah, you don't know. So one swing of the bat, and the Eagles lead 3-0. belongs to T.J. Mitchell. Did that hit him?
Nope. Might have hit the knob on the bat.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a strike. It was an inside pitch. We're getting a little rain now.
Here's Tigan in a swing and foul back by T.J. Tigan Long, the pitcher for Dawson Boyd. Out in the field, they got Sather in left, Bo Johnson in center, and Ashton Schwender in right. Now we got a light rain falling here in Dawson.
What's high?
One ball, two strikes to T.J. Mitchell, an outstanding career, athletic career T.J.'s had at Lacaparo Valley.
He's a good defensive center fielder. Covers a lot of ground out there.
Next pitch, and swing and a miss. Struck him out. T.J. goes down swinging. Two outs here in the top of the first inning.
Here's David Pastor. Davis Pastor.
Long in his windup, and the pitch popped up. Center field, the center fielder, Bo Johnson calls. So now the left fielder comes over. Cam makes the catch. Off Patzer's back. Bat. So that's the third out there. But the Eagles, what? They come up with, Dick, three runs?
Three runs on one hit. There was an error, and
nobody left on base.
Nobody left on base. So after a half inning, Lacaparo won, and Dawson Boyd coming to bat.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, welcome back to Nelson Field, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Dick Newman. It's raining, but the sun's shining. What's going on here?
It's going around us.
Got a brief little downpour happening on us. We got our umbrellas. So we're protecting the radio equipment. We're actually broadcasting from the first row of bleachers, right almost on ground level. Eagles have a 3-0 lead off the three-run home run by Caden Mortensen. The only hit of the game so far. Dylan Geiser gets the start this afternoon against Dawson Boyd. He's a senior right-hander. And Dylan's logged a lot of innings so far, Dick, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And he's part of that last week, two pitchers, Caden Mortensen and Davis Patar, and Dylan Geiser came up with that no-hitter. So,
Oh, he was part of the no-hitter. Okay.
Oh, that was Patzer. He threw a complete game against Tracy, a one-hitter.
Okay.
With nine strikeouts. Yes. Beat him 5-0.
All right, Dylan Geiser. His first pitch, you'll be facing Eli Olson of the Blackjacks. See if the Blackjacks can respond here, down 3-0. Pitch is high for a ball. Well, the ground is water-soaked now and getting a little more moisture in it. Here's the pitch to Eli, and that's ball two. Not sure where the umpires are from.
Neither pitcher wastes much time, and that's good for the fielders. They keep them on their toes.
2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Eli for strike one. Landon Weber doing the catching. Caden Mortensen at first, Cale Benson at second, Kaimig at short, and Molden at third. And is that a strike?
Nope.
No ball. Okay.
3-1.
On the outfield, Patzer in left, T.J. Mitchell in center, and Baxter Culliff in right. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Eli Olson, and he got a piece of it for strike two. Fouled it back.
Here we go full.
Well, the umbrellas are out here. A lot of people sitting in the stands already. Everybody's wrapped in blankets and umbrellas. Here's the full count pitch from Dylan Geiser to Eli Olson. Ball four. So good at-bat there for Eli. And it's going to bring up the center fielder, Bo Johnson.
Now batting for Dawson Boyd, the center fielder for number five.
Plekacek
is Bo Johnson.
Start one senior, five juniors, and three sophomores. Olsen with his lead at first. Now from the stretch, the pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Weber.
Weber drops down to his knees and takes it off the chest protector. He's really good defensive catcher, kept it in front of him.
Yes, he is. Once again, Geiser from the stretch checks his runner at first. The pitch high for ball two.
Well, Geiser having a little trouble finding the strike zone early going. You know, every ballpark is different. The mound is a little different.
Yep. I just noticed that now on the mound. Here's a 2-0 pitch to number five, Bo Johnson. Swing and pop foul. And by the press box up there were Scotty Ireland doing the PA for Dawson Boyd today.
Two balls and a strike here.
At first base is Eli Olson of the Blackjacks. He walked, and he has his lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Bo Johnson. Blake Thompson on deck for Dawson Boyd. Well, the sun is shining.
I think maybe.
It may be quit raining.
Close.
2-2 pitch. Big pitch coming up here. And it's high for ball three.
Second full count already. This will be the 12th pitch of the inning. With nobody out and a runner on first.
Full count pitch to Johnson. And that's ball four, so back-to-back walks to start the game for Dylan Geiser. Johnson at first, Olsen down to second. Now Landon Weber, the Eagle catcher, calls timeout. Come out and talk with his pitcher, Dylan Geiser. Now, Darren Swenson talking with his batter, Blake Thompson. Blake, the senior on the squad. Dick's putting his umbrella away. Now it's bright sunshine.
Papers are a little wet, but
okay.
Goodbye.
All right, here's number one batting, and Blake Thompson, Dawson threatening. They're down 3-0, and the pitch is high for ball one. Eli Olson at second, Bo Johnson at first base. There is nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Geiser, the pitch. Low for ball two. Sophomore Nate Hansen waiting his turn on deck.
Thompson, I think, is the youngest of the Jerry and Holly Thompson family.
Yeah.
Jerry, a good baseball man.
2-0 pitch. Down in the dirt, another nice stop by Landon Weber. Dylan struggling here to start the game. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Blake. High for ball four. And Coach Darby Biergarten calls timeout, and he comes out of the dugout. So three walks to start the game, and the infield's coming in, and we'll keep it right here. Well, we had a brief little downpour. A big dark cloud came over and dropped a little rain there. Dylan, Darby's out there just trying to calm him down, right, Dick?
Yeah, just he's throwing everything high, so he's having a little trouble with his plant foot, but he's 2-0 on the year with 12 innings, 19 Ks and 6 strikeouts. Well, 19 Ks and 9 strikeouts now. Just given up one earned run, so
he
did pitch out of a jam earlier in the season. The bases loaded jam. So let's see how he does here.
All right, here's number 11, Nate Hansen, batting with the bases loaded. The pitch, he's hit the left center field, well hit. That's going way back, and hits down by the base of the fence. That's going to score a couple runs, maybe three. There's a throw to the plate, not in time. We're tied up 3-3. Nate Hansen with a three bases clearing double. Wow. Was that on the first pitch? I think
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was.
Eli Olson scores from third. Johnson scores from second. How about Blake Thompson all the way from first base? And that's a big hit for Dawson Boyd there.
Well, they had a situation like this last year with bases loaded and a grand slam, but this time drove in three runs, but one of the runners missed third base, and I don't know if they were looking for that this year.
Was that last year?
Yes.
Okay. 3-3 tie. Here's Cam Sather batting, left-handed batter, pitching to Dirk for ball one. One ball, one strike. What a big hit for Nate Hansen. It was in the gap between Patzer and Mitchell. There's not a chance that they were going to get to it right away.
Hit one of the signs out there.
Yeah. 1-1 count to Cam Sather. Geiser from the stretch yet, and the pitch down low for ball two, 2-1. Baseball is something else. Eagles jump out to a 3-0 lead, and the Blackjacks come roaring back here, and there's nobody out here at the bottom of the first. 2-1 pitch to Sather, outstanding wrestler for Team United. Dick saw him a lot this year. Here's a ground ball foul down the first baseline.
Just a good athlete. Plays a defensive back in football and now a left-handed batter and outfielder in baseball.
2-2 count to Cam as he looks down to Darren Swenson, the head coach. Runner on second base is Hansen. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Popped up left side of the field. Patzer running in foul territory, and what happened? He went out of my view there. I was looking at the home plate umpire. Oh, he caught it. He caught it. Patzer caught it in left field. It may have been right on the line or out of bounds. He's out of our vision here, Dick. One out. Oh, nice running catch there by Davis out in left field.
Yeah, he covered a lot of ground.
He did.
He caught it in foul territory of the third base dugouts in our viewing area.
Here's number three, Tygan Long, the pitcher. Takes first pitch, a strike from Geiser. Well, I think we're good from rain, it looks like, in the west, southwest there. I think we'll be good. Rest of the game. Hansen at second. He represents a go-ahead run here. Pitch is down low to Long. 1-1.
Long, right-handed batter. So pitcher against pitcher here. Went out with a runner on second in a tie ball game. Both teams scoring three runs. Dawson with just one out.
Swing and a miss by Tygan for strike two. Good cut there by Long. On deck is Grayson Olson, the catcher for the Blackjacks. So it's been a fun, good rival in baseball between Dawson Boyd and Lockport Valley over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Next pitch down low, another nice stop by Weber. Landon's getting a workout here in the first inning. 2-2 count to Tygan. Base is clearing double for Nate Hansen. He's on second base. 2-2 pitch. There's a drive out in the left field, base hit. Coach Swenson sending Hansen home, and in the second base, sliding, and he is out. Good relay there by the Eagles. Long tried to stretch it into a double, but he did pick up the RBI for the go-ahead run. Nate Hansen scores from second inning, and it's 4-0. Boy, Patzer threw it. I think it was Molden. It was a Molden or Dylan Keimig.
Dylan Keimig.
Yeah. And then he threw to Cale Benson at second.
Yeah.
And tagged Long out at second base, trying to stretch it into a double.
Here's Grayson Olson, the catcher, right-handed batter.
That's a single right for Long, then?
Single, yep. And then out 7-6-4.
Next pitch, ball. 1-1 ball, one strike to Grayson Olson. 7-6-4, okay. 1-1 pitch to two outs. And the pitch, ground ball foul into the third base dugout. Dylan Geiser, the senior. Eagles start five seniors out there. Senior-led team, four juniors. Nice and comfortable here in the bleachers now, broadcasting from the bleachers. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back to the backstop.
Might have been a little low, but with two strikes, you want to protect yourself, and that's what Grayson did here.
Dylan working from the windup here with nobody on. 1-2 pitch. Strike three call. Olson caught out on strike. And that was the third out there, but the Blackjacks come up with what?
Four runs on two hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. So after a half inning, we might be in for a slugfest, Paul.
Yep.
4-3 as they're getting the bat, both teams getting the bat on the ball. But after one inning complete, Dawson Boyd leads 4-3. We'll be back with the top of the second after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, welcome back to Nelson Field, everyone. Hey, the Blackjacks scored four in the bottom of the first. They lead the Eagles 4-3. Paul Ramos, Dick Newman here in the front row. Right down on the field here, right by home plate. Your thoughts on that first inning, Dick? That was kind of wild.
It was. Both teams got the bat on the ball. They got some gifts there with walks, too, but the two hits were hit very solid.
All right, here's the 7, 8, 9 batters for Lacaparral Valley. Cale Benson swing and a miss for strike one. It's Benson, Weber, and Cullough.
1-1 to give. Left-handed batter.
Here's the pitch from Tygan Long, and it's ball two, 2-0. Nice to see my good friend Joel Brown from the West Central Tribune covering the game. Just walk by us. 2-1 pitch. And that's ball three. Been a rough week to try to get high school sports in this week.
Yeah.
Here's a 3-1 pitch. And strike.
Yeah.
Full count to Cale. Full count pitch. Long doesn't waste no time. And there's ball four. How many walks have we had here in the ball game so far? All right, here's Landon Weber. Landon Weber, good ball player. Landon has done very well at the plate here this summer so far.
Right-handed batter.
Yeah. They're over to first. Ooh, that was close. Cale gets back. I think the Eagles have averaged like 10 runs or something like that in their first five games. Benson with his lead at first. Here's the pitch from Tygan. Popped up left field. The left fielder coming over. The shortstop coming over. And they go out of our sight again. And he catches it and out.
Left fielder.
Nice job there by Cam Saffer, Nate Hansen, Blake Thompson there. Once again, out of our view here, the third base dugout. Should have moved over a little more, but that was an out. Here's number nine batter, Baxter Culliff. One out here in the top of the second inning. Dawson Boyd, 4, Lacapaul Valley, 3. And the pitch to Culliff is a strike. Got a pretty big strike zone there with Baxter.
He's starting in right field, first game that he has started.
Swung out and fall back to the backstop.
Quickly long ahead, no balls and two strikes.
Lights are on here at Nelson Field. We're in the top of the second. Eagles down by a run. They have a runner at first base. Dyken long the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Second strikeout of the game for Dyken Long. Now we'll go to the top of the order for the Eagles, Dylan Kimick.
He started off the ballgame reaching on an error and scored the first run on that.
And popped up right in front of us here, and Weber, he missed the catch. What a nice catch by Grayson Olson up against the fence right in front of us. Grayson Olson.
Yeah, he ran all the way to the fence, and what a catcher often does is put his glove up, but he had the underhand glove was open, so then he ran into the fence.
Yep.
A lot of times it'll pop out when the glove is up. So that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base after 1.5 innings. Same score, Dawson Boyd 4 and Lacapaul Valley 3.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Alright, Blackjack's leading the Eagles here 4-3. The home team coming to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be the 8-9-1 batters. 4-3 Blackjacks. On the mound is Dylan Geiser for the Eagles. He had a rough first inning there. See if he can rebound here in the second, facing these 8-9-1 batters for the Blackjacks. First pitch to Swendra. Swung on and fall back. Ashton, of course, a part of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team. We saw them last Saturday. He's an outstanding volleyball player, too. I was impressed with Ashton on the volleyball court last Saturday. Next pitch.
Down low,
okay.
Swinda wearing number 24, Willie Mays number.
Here's the pitch from Geiser. Ball two, strike two. Put up a strike, huh? Okay.
Kind of slow on that delivery.
Yeah.
Like that one game that you and Mitch did, huh?
Yeah. That was bad.
Curveball.
For strike three. Wow, that was a nasty breaking curve thrown by Geiser. Holy cow, that really close slender there. Best pitch I've seen in a long time. That was amazing. We saw that from here.
Number nine batter.
Number 15, Colin Olson, the first baseman. Pitch is a strike called. Geiser and Long were the pitching, but they throw it right back quick. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Colin. Blackjacks score 4 in the first inning. 0-2 pitch.
Oh.
Right.
Three. Right down the middle. Back-to-back strikeouts there for Geiser.
Looking, too.
A little different start of this inning than last inning.
Yeah.
When he walked, what, three in a row?
Yeah.
Start the game.
Oh, here's Eli Olson. He drew a base on balls to start the ball game and scored that first run.
Pitches in the dirt for ball one. Dylan in his windup and the delivery to Eli. Ground ball, foul, right by Coach Swenson. Boy, looking in the stands here, got a lot of people here and a lot of people in the cars down first baseline and third baseline. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Chopper foul for strike two to Eli.
Nice vantage points for fans.
Yep.
Dawson's did a nice job on their field, too. Beautiful scoreboard.
Yep, that's for sure. A lot of sponsors out there on the fence, too. The big pitch here for Dylan, the senior right-hander, delivers to Eli. And it's high. Boy, Eli almost went after it. 2-2 count, two outs to Eli Olson. Geiser's pitch. Swung on and fall back to the backstop. Now they backed the game up an hour because there's a lot of standing water right in front of us. You can see here behind home plate. And they had to do a lot of extra groundwork today. 2-2 pitch. High.
That was that curveball, but released it a little late.
Two outs. Three balls, two strikes, the number six, Eli Olson. Ball four. He's walked twice in the ball game. And he's got good speed over the first base. Here's the center fielder, Bo Johnson.
Johnson Boyd is center fielder tonight. Number five, this is Bo Johnson.
Bo Johnson, Coach Swenson at third base coaching box flashing the signs. And Eli Olson with his lead at first with two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. Good. My favorite pig truck farmer, Kirk Baldwin, is listening in the truck. Hauling pigs. There goes a runner, popped up behind home plate, and it's going to go out of play. Landon was right there, but just went on the other side of the fence. You know, Joe Brown could have got off the bench and caught that.
Count all even now at 1-1. Yeah, Eli Olson was off on the pitch.
Bo Johnson at the plate. Geiser goes over to first, and Olson gets back.
He went in at first there, got the uniform dirty.
Mom's happy.
One thing you want to remember when you slide head first.
Close your mouth. 1-1 pitch. Ball two, high and away.
Yeah, if he's wild, he's wild high. Not bending the back.
4-3 the score. Blackjacks lead. We're in the bottom of the second. Blackjacks batting. 2-1 pitch here to Bo. Swing and a miss for strike two. 2-2 to Bo Johnson.
You don't see the pitchers shake off the call very much by Landon Olson. He calls a good game.
Here's a 2-2 pitch.
Landon Weber, I'm sorry.
Geiser pitches high for ball three. Now we got a full count to Bo Johnson. This is a battle here.
This is his fifth full count already in the second inning with two outs.
Geiser checks Eli Olson at first base. Here's the full count pitch.
Outside.
And an outside for ball four. So Eli Olson and Bo Johnson have two at-bats each, and they both have walked.
The fifth walk given up by Geiser.
Here's Blake Thompson. Senior Blake Thompson at the plate. He walked in the first inning. Runners have their leads. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Eli Olson at second base, Bo Johnson at first base. There's two outs here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 pitch. There's a shot over the second base bag. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. Eli Olson rounds third. He's going to score, and it's 5-3, Dawson Boyd. Blake Thompson with an RBI, scoring Olson from second base. Just over the second base bag. It wasn't hit really hard, but just went over the second base bag.
No batting for Dawson Boyd.
So RBI there for Blake. Bo Johnson at second base, and now the Blackjacks pick up another run here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 5-3. Boy, Geiser struck out the first two batters, Schwendra and Olson. And here's the pitch to Nate Hansen, and it's high for ball two, I believe. Nate had the big home run.
Double off the fence. Or double off. No, base is loaded.
Base load double. Then he hits another long fly ball. Back is Patzer going back. And it hits close to the fence. Two more runs are in. Nate Hansen. And here's a throw to the plate. Not in time. Nate Hansen with two more RBIs. Holy cow. Wow. Nate Hansen just picked up two more RBIs, right?
Yes.
Yep. And he's in with a double, the second double. And that's going to be all for Geiser. So we'll take a commercial break as Coach Darby Biergon's making a pitching change. And the score, the Blackjacks 7, Lacapaw Valley 3. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, welcome back to Nelson Field. We have a pitching change for Lacapaw Valley. Brock Biernell comes in to pitch to replace Dylan Geiser. Looks like Geiser's going to go to second base. And maybe Cale Benson out and right. I'm not 100% sure. We'll try to get that in a little bit. But Geiser is finished for the day. Well, he started out the inning, striking out Schwender and Olson, and then Blackjack top of the order. After drawing two more walks, and it was Thompson with the RBI, and then Nate Hansen was picked up his fifth RBI in two at-bats for Dawson Boyd. Here's Brock Biernell's first pitch to Cam Sather, and it's a strike. Brock is a tall right-hander, throws hard.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of velocity over the years. He's grown a lot, too.
And this ball is hit to the left side of the field. Patzer underneath of it and makes the catch. Davis Patzer field for the third out. But another big inning there for Dawson Boyd, Dick.
Yeah, they got three runs on two big hits. There were no errors and one left on base. So after two complete, a new score, Dawson Boyd 7 and Lackawanna Valley 3. You're listening to Cabin Conference Baseball, and we're going to the top of the third after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson. Paul Rayl, Dick Newman, and the Eagles batting in the top of the third. They're down 7-3. Here's a big swing by Dylan Geiser. First pitch here in the top of the third. Dylan Geiser, Caden Molden, Caden Mortensen. First three batters here in the top of the third inning. One hit for the Eagles in the game. Here's the pitch from the Blackjack, Tygan Long. All two to Geiser.
Geiser's a left-handed batter as well. Three in the lineup.
There's a ground ball hit to second base. And Eli Olson fields it, throws over to Colin Olson for the first out. So 4-3 put out there.
One down. Now
here's Caden Molden.
Third baseman, number 45, Caden Molden.
Hit very hard on the ground, but right at the Eli Olson. Here's Caden Molden.
Pitch to Caden is a strike.
Another left-handed batter.
Tygan Long.
He walked and scored on the home run.
Oh, there's an opposite field on a play down the left field line.
So Long ahead of Bolden, 0-2.
0-2 pitch. Here's Tygan's pitch. Pop foul on a play over our heads here. The sun is bright. We got a blue sky above us now. It didn't start out that way. We got rained on for a little bit. The junior right-hander in his windup and the 0-2 pitch to Caden outside for ball one. Caden Molden. One 2 pitch. High and away for ball two. 2-2. Beautiful day now.
It is.
Yep. Real comfortable sitting in the bleachers. Broadcasting the game. Tegan's taking his time here now. 2-2 pitch coming to Caden. And it's outside for ball. And Caden's going to play football at, was it Morehead State? I think, yeah. 3-2 pitch. And ball four. Ball four. Well, we've seen a lot of walks by both pitchers.
Third one for Long, and two of them were to Caden Molden. And here's Caden Mortensen that hit that three-run home run.
So over the first, then Caden Molden gets back. Yeah, Mortensen with a home run in the first inning put the Eagles up 3-0 right off the bat. And the Blackjacks have scored four at the bottom of the first and three in the bottom of the second. Pitch is high for a ball. I think Caden hit a home run earlier
yeah.
in the
season.
Tracy, I think.
Okay. Pitches. Ooh, we had a duck out of the way of that one.
Keaton Molden hit a home run, I think, in Tracy, but Keaton Mortensen hit one against Renville County West.
Okay. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's high for ball three. So a 3-0 count here to Caden Mortensen.
No long having a little control problem.
3-0 pitch. And it's a strike right at the knees there.
Yep.
On deck is T.J. Mitchell for the Eagles. Eagles down 7-3. Next pitch, ball four.
Back-to-back walks.
And the Eagles, with one out here in the top of the third inning, down 7-3, have something going with T.J. Mitchell coming to bat here.
Mitchell was a strikeout victim first time up. Makes contact, so see if he can do that now.
And the pitch to T.J. is down inside for a ball. Two Cadens on the bases for La Caparo Valley. Tigan, Long's pitch.
Ooh. That's in there.
Strike.
Yep.
1-1 pitch to TJ.
Outside corner, right at the letters.
1-1 pitch, and a ground ball hit the Eli Olson. Oh, it goes off his leg. And then Cade Moen's rounding third. There's going to be a play at the plate. And he is safe. He missed the tag. Caden Moen slides. And now the Blackjacks, they had tagged him on the shoulder. A little disagreement with the Blackjack players. Caden Moen with the slide at home plate. And he scores. T.J. Mitchell with a base hit. No, that was an error, right? Error at second base. T.J. Mitchell ends up at second base, and at third base is Caden Mortensen. And here's number six batting. He fouls that one back. That's Davis Passer with a one strike. So it's 7-4 now. Black Eagles with runners on second and third. Just one out here in the top of the third. What a start to this ball game. First couple innings. There's a strike called the passer. That was a hard hit ball by TJ right to Eli Olson. Yeah. I don't know if it kind of took a funny hop, but it hit him right in the leg and ricocheted behind second base.
I mentioned he normally makes contact, and he really did. Really went out to Olson really quick, but right at him. Got the glove on it.
1-2 pitch. Patcher pops it up center field. Bo Johnson camps underneath of it, makes the catch, and tagging from third is Caden Mortensen, and it's 7-5. Fly ball by Patcher to deep center field. Oh, deep center field. And Mortensen tags up after the catch from center fielder Bo Johnson. And it's 7-5.
Here's Cale Benson. He is in playing right field now.
Okay,
he started off the game at second base.
And right over there, it's hit high and long. And Olson fields it, throws the first, and he's out. What a play by Eli Olson at second, behind second base. And he made a strong throw to first to get Benson. Wow, and that ends that inning there.
Not before they scored two runs on
one hit.
There was an error and one left on base. So new score after 2.5 innings. Dawson Boyd leads 7-5. We'll be back with the bottom of the third inning after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Welcome back to Nelson Field here in Dawson on a sunny, what day is it, Thursday, I don't even know what day it is. Hey, what a ball game we got going on here, 7-5, Dawson Boyd leading Lock 12 Valley, and the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. In relief for Lock 12 Valley is Brock Bjornhill from last inning, relieving Geyser. And here's the pitch to Tygan Long. Tygan hits that one out in the center field. Base hit. A single to center for Tygan Long. And I think that's the fifth hit of the game for Dawson Boyd. And so now we're going to have a pinch runner, I believe, for the Blackjacks. Number 17. Kyan Mosing. Mosing running for Dawson Boyd. He's at first base. Here's Grayson Olson to face Brock Bjornhill for the first time. And his popped up right field. Second baseman underneath of it now. Nice. And Geyser makes the catch at second, shallow right field for the first out. So Grayson Olson takes the first pitch, flies out to second base. Line scores read Dawson Boyd 7 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Lock 'em Paul Valley 5 runs on 2 hits and no errors. There's Schwendra. Squares around the bunt. Bunts it down the first baseline, and Weber's going to leave it go, and it goes foul. Weber looked at the home plate umpire. Good choice there by Weber because, it was in fair territory. We got a good view of it, Dick, here sitting here. And the ball wasn't there, and it just rolled foul just, 10, 15 feet from home plate. Weber let it go. Good choice there. It went foul. Schwendra with a strike on him. Here's the pitch. And that's
a lot of strike, too.
Yep. 0-2 count to Ashton Schwendra. Ashton struck out in his first at-bat. Bjornhill from the stretch. The chopper foul. Count remains 0-2. Every time I look behind us, there's more and more people in the stands.
Probably hear the music between the innings and says there's a dance going on.
Rock concert going on.
Yeah.
Big pitch here for Bjornhill, 0-2 count. Ooh. And it's inside to Schwendra. Ashton playing right field for Dawson Boyd. 7-5, Blackjacks lead the Eagles here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch is way high for ball two.
That one looked like it slipped out of his hands a little bit.
Yep. 2-2 count to Schwendra. Bjornhill taking his time here. Doesn't like the lead that Mosing has. Now the pitch swung on and fall back to the backstop. Once again, the lights are on here at Nelson Field. Good rival between Dawson Boyd and Lock 'em Paul Valley in baseball. I think the JV is playing in Madison today, right?
No, they're playing afterwards.
Oh.
They're
sitting right there. Yeah. Okay. Who's playing in Madison then?
Junior High.
Oh, the Junior High. Okay. Here's a shot up right field. Base hit by Schwendra. Mosley got a late start. Now he's in the second base.
Well, it was right at him. Had he been running towards second base, it would have hit him, and he would have been out.
Now batting for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, Mosing, that's right, Dick. Schwendra hit it right. Almost hit his teammate, Mosing, standing at first base. One out here in the bottom of the third. Here's Colin Olson, the first baseman. Struck out in his only at-bat. Blackjacks with runners on first and second. They're not holding them on. The pitchers get by Weber, and the runners will advance.
It's a wild pitch.
Mosing the third base. Schwendra the second base in scoring position now. With the Blackjacks with their two-run lead here, 7-5. Looking to tack on some more here in the bottom of the third. Number nine batter, Colin Olson at the plate. 1-0 count to Colin. Here's the pitch from Bjornelt. Popped up. Shallow right field. This might be trouble. And it's going to drop in there. Mosing is coming home to score. And now, here comes a play to the plate. Not in time. Two more runs in. Schwendra slides in the home plate safely. And Coach Darby Biergon calls for a timeout. Colin Olson just in no man's land there, right shallow right center field. The Eagles, T.J. Mitchell, Cale Benson, and Geyser trying to get there, but it just had eyes on it, Dick.
Texas leaguer, yeah, right between the center fielder, right fielder, and second baseman. Dropped in. The pinch runner for Long had a wait at third base. He was ready to tag up. But when it dropped, then he scored. And Schwendra took off with the hit. He was right on third base, too. He scored as well.
All right. Schwendra's on second base. Just one out here in the bottom of the third. Two more runs in for Dawson Boyd. And batting is the top of the order. And Eli Olson, he bunts it. And he bunts it right over our heads here. Oh, it hit the backstop, excuse me, right in front of us. So Eli Olson. Boy, Eli's walked twice in the game, and with them walks, he has come around to score twice. Colin Olson at second base.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, Schwendra scored.
Yeah. So they almost had Colin. Ball goes out in the center field. Olson will stay at second base. My mistake, yeah, Colin Olson at second base. Eli Olson batting with a strike on him. Bjornelt looks at Olson at second. The pitch, swing and a miss by Eli for strike two, I believe. I think it's 0-2 count. Bjornelt again from the stretch. And here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play. Ooh, that's close to my car. That was heading towards our car. You're parked right next to me, aren't you?
Yeah.
That was close. Can't see if it hit it, but 0-2 count to number six, Eli Olson. Boy, the Blackjacks have scored all three innings here to start the game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High for ball one.
I guess if it hit a windshield or something, we could turn it in for baseball-size hill.
I'm going to. See if Brock can get out of his jam here. 1-2 pitch to Eli. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball. Eli Olson. Two outs. And here's Bo Johnson with Colin Olson at second base. 9-5 is the score now. Dawson Boyd leading Lacapelle Valley here in the bottom of the third. Bjornelt's pitch to Bo Johnson. And that's a strike. Which really turned out to be nice when we first got here. Had a little rain dumped on us in the first inning. Next pitch. Popped up, and the shortstop guys are going back. He dives for it. Can't make the catch, and it was timing. Is Olson to the plate, and he is going to be out. A throw out at the plate. Colin Olson thrown out at the plate for the third out. That ball was hit the shallow left field. Dylan Kimig made a nice diving attempt, but he just kind of glanced off his glove there, Dick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who made the throw in the plate, but.
He did.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah.
Kimig did. Okay.
Can't call that an error. That was a base hit.
Okay.
But then he got the assist. He threw it a nice throw to
home plate.
Landon Weber.
Yep.
he put the tag on. But not before they came up with two more runs on four hits and one left on base. So new score after three complete now. The scoreboard it got numbers on.
Yep.
All the way through. 9-5 now.
All right.
Eight hits and...
All right, we'll take a break and be back with more baseball from Nelson Field right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, it's Dawson Boyd 9, Lacapaw Valley 5 here at Nelson Field in Dawson on a beautiful Thursday evening. And batting is the 8-9-1 batters. Here's Landon Weber. And when Landon's got, just ball three there to Landon.
Landon flew out to the left fielder first time up.
And Tiger Long continuing here for Dawson Boyd. There's ball four. Walk. So the Eagles get their leadoff batter on.
That's the fifth walk. Well, there's enough
for
by Long.
Number 22, this is Baxter Kellogg.
Baxter Culliff, is he the designated hitter now? Oh, this is Biernell batting. Brock, Biernell batting. Yep. Number 15. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nice fastball there by Tygan Long. It's Brock Biernell batting. First at bat here in the ball game for Brock. Pitcher versus pitcher here. Next pitch is a ball. 1-1. The Brock. 9-5. Blackjacks have eight hits. Eagles have two. Next pitch is ball two, I believe. Is that right? Two hits for the Eagles?
Well, the scoreboard's got one. I get a look here.
I think I have two, I think. Oh, swing and a miss there by Biernell for strike two. Grayson Olson behind the plate for Dawson Boyd. At first base is Landon Weber. He has his lead. 2-2 count here to Brock. And curveball miss for ball three.
So full count. He's getting up now, too.
Here's the pitch. Popped up. And the pitcher, Tiger Long's calling for it in the infield. Makes the catch. Ooh, he almost dropped it. So one out. Brock Biernell flies out to the pitcher. And here's the top of the order. And Dylan Keimig, the shortstop, made a nice diving attempt on the last out there. And then threw home to get throw Eli Olson out at home easily.
Nice throw at home.
And there's a pop-up down the third baseline, the catcher.
Uh-oh.
And the third baseman run into each other on the foul line, and somebody caught it.
Third baseman did.
Then Blake Thompson made the catch. Grayson Olson is a pop-up between home plate and third base deck.
Yeah, you got to yell out. Got it.
Blake Thompson and Grayson Olson ran into each other, and Thompson held on to the ball. Big out there.
Yeah. Here's Dylan Geiser. 0-2.
The pitch from Tigan is high and away for ball one. Runner at first base for Lacapaw Valley. It's Weber. Next pitch, ball two to Dylan Geiser. Yeah, that catcher, third baseman, the third baseman, that he has a right for that, right? Here's the next pitch. Strike. You know, the third baseman
probably
coming in.
Yeah, he's moving in or coming.
Got a call for it.
Yeah.
2-1 count. And the pitch is high for ball three to Geiser. Number seven. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. The Blackjacks have a 9-5 lead on the Eagles. Weber with his good lead at first. Here comes a 3-1 pitch to Geiser, and that's ball four. So the Eagles will have runners on first and second here in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs. And here's big Caden Molden. What an athletic career Caden's had at Lacaparo Valley.
Got some speed on the base path here.
Left-handed batter, and the pitch to Caden is low and outside for a ball. What's Caden done in the game here? He scored twice.
Yeah, and he's walked both times.
There's the pitch in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and the runners are going to move up. The runners move up. Weber to third, Geiser to second. Ball was a couple bounces in front of home plate, and went off Grayson's chest protector and got behind them. So basic, that scored two.
Yep.
2-0 count. Here to Caden Molden. Oh, it goes to the backstop, and this is a short backstop, and no, the runners will stay put. Now, in Granite Falls, you probably would have scored there. Than some ballparks, huh? How's Madison's? About the same?
Well, they had a padding here. We moved ours
up.
Up.
Okay.
Granite did, too. Granite.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
3-0 pitch. Ball four. Bases are loaded. The bases are loaded of Eagles. And guess who's that coming to bat? Caden Mortensen. Coach Swenson calling timeout.
It's 7-1. Walks for long.
Swenson coming out. Coach Swenson coming out to talk with his pitcher, see if he's going to make a pitching change or not. But Caden Mortensen did the damage in the first inning with a 3-run double. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, 3-run double.
The home run.
Oh, home run. That was Mortensen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home run over left field fence. That's right. Darby Biergon talking to Caden Mortensen. Public baseball tonight in the Camden Conference. Ortonville's at KMS, Renville County West at Yellow Medicine East, and Mineota hosting Lakeview tonight. That game was supposed to be played in Lakeview, but they switched to Mineota.
Okay. Well, they're going to keep long in.
Number nine, this is Caden Mortensen.
Two outs, big at bat in this ball game. The Blackjacks lead 9-5, but the Eagles have the bases loaded. Here's the pitch right down the middle to Caden Mortensen.
Had a notion, but he did not swing.
Long in the windup, the pitch. Strike two. Called strike two, I believe.
I don't know.
No, no, one and one. Okay, 1-1. Next pitch, ball two, low. Landon Weber at third base. Geiser's at second. Caden Molden at first. There's two outs. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Mortensen. Swing and a miss for strike two. Woo. Drama here at Nelson Field right now, folks. Once Caden Mortensen, one swing of the bat, could tie it up. Here's the pitch. And that is ball three. Ooh, that was close.
That was.
Full count, folks.
The runners will be off.
Here we go. The runners go. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory in first base. Colin Olson can't make the catch. He dropped it in foul territory. Just a pop-up by the Blackjack dugout.
Well, he lives for another pitch at how often do you see a ball like that land?
Yeah.
And then the next pitch, he gets a base hit.
Well, we'll see what happens. The runners are off. Full count pitch to Mortensen. Oh. Swing and a miss. Oh, Tegan Long strikes out Caden Mortensen to end the inning and the big threat there by the Eagles. Wow, what a battle that was between Tegan Long and Mortensen.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on base. Same score, 9-5 going into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at Nelson Field. We got a game here going on between the Blackjacks and the Eagles, and the Eagles were threatening there last inning, Dick.
They did, but nice job by Long to strike out Mortensen with the bases loaded on a full count.
Brock Biernell continuing to pitch on the mound here for the Eagles. Blackjacks up here in the top of the fourth. And it's a 3, 4, and 5 batters. Blake Thompson, 2-0 to Blake.
Thompson, 1-for-1 officially, walked and scored in the first and singled in the second and was stranded at the second base.
Ball 3 to Blake Thompson. Blackjacks have scored every inning. They scored 4 in the first, 3 in the second, and 2 in the third. Next pitch, ball 4. So the Blackjacks keep their leadoff batter on base with a walk. I think they've done that all three of the four innings. The leadoff batters got on base by a walk. Walks have really hurt the Eagles today so far in the game.
Here's Nate Hansen. He's got 5 RBIs. 2 doubles.
Here's the pitch in the dirt. Gets off Weber's mask or chest protector, and Thompson will run down to second base. Nate Hansen's first 2 at-bats. 3 RBI double and a 2 RBI double.
Yep.
Well hit balls, I might add.
They were.
Brock Biernell gets the sign there from Weber. Here's the 1-0 pitch. To Hansen, pops it to the right side of the field, and this is Cale Benson chasing foul territory, and he can't get there. Strike 1. Well, Hansen went down the right field line that time. 1-1 count to Nate. Talented young athlete. I think he's just a sophomore, I believe. 1-1 count. Biernell's got a runner at second. That's Blake Thompson. Checks him out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball for strike 2. Nate frustrated with himself there. Nice crowd here at Nelson Field this afternoon or early evening. Throw to second. Oh, and Thompson gets back. Got a final. Miniota beat Latine to nothing. Central Minnesota Christian beat Canby 1-0. It's 1-2 pitch. Pop foul out of play. Ooh, that's going to go into a car. Oh, it hit the tower. Light tower. 1-2 count to Nate Hansen. He looks out to Coach Swenson. Nobody out. pitch is low for ball two. Brock Bjornhild, a junior, 2-2 pitch. Chopper foul down the third base side. Caden Molden fields it in foul territory with his bare hand. Just to remind everybody, no racing at Fiesta City Speedway tomorrow. Track too wet. Going to try the season opener the following Friday, the 10th. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Weber's got to throw down the first and does. A strike out there. Nice pitching there by Bjornhild, a very good hitter in Hanson.
Now batting for Dawson.
One out.
This is Cam Sether.
Second strikeout for Bjornhild.
Thompson has his lead at second. And the pitch is a hit to left center field. This is going to be trouble, TJ Mitchell. Center fielder for the Eagles, T.J. Mitchell dives for it, can't get it. Now Thompson runs third too wide, and the throw to third not in time. Cam Sather with a hit to left center field. T.J. diving for the ball, couldn't come up with it. And the throw comes in the third.
It's ninth hit there for Dawson.
Here's Long batting. Pitch is high for ball.
He's singled. He's 2-for-2. Long is.
Blake Thompson at third base. Sather at second. Bjornhild. One out here in the top of the fourth. The pitch is a strike to number three. Tegan Long, the pitcher. Dawson Boyd threatening once again. And there's a shot to grounder to first, and they're going to have to take it there and touch first base for the out. But a run comes in to score. Blake Thompson from third base. That's kind of a funny full swing. There wasn't really a lot on it by Tegan, was it?
Nope. RBI for him.
Yeah. Second RBI he's gotten the ball. Yeah. The ground ball to first base. Not a lot of speed on it. Caden Mortensen fielded it. Now the ball pitch gets by the catcher. Weber, here comes another run in. Scoring is Sather from third base. So another run in for Dawson Boyd on the
wild pitch
from Bjornhild. Can't keep up in my scorebook here, Dick. 11-5 for the score. Now two more runs in here for Dawson Boyd here in the bottom of the second, fourth inning. Grayson Olson batting, the catcher. Ground ball, hit the third. The Kymig fields it, makes a long throw to first. Just in time, gets him. Nice hard throw by Dylan Kymig, the shortstop for the Eagles. But once again, the Blackjacks put up some runs every inning now through four innings, Dick.
Two runs on one base hit. No errors, and one left on base.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the Eagles batting in the top of the fifth right after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, T.J. Mitchell batting for Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles are down 11-5 here in the top of the fifth inning. T.J. fouls that one down the first base side out of play. Line scores read the Blackjacks 11 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. Eagles 5 runs on 2 hits.
One
hit, huh?
Yep, okay. Just the home run.
Oh, I got 2 hits. Okay. T.J. 0-2 count to T.J. Hagen Long doing a nice job. Throw a chopper in front of home plate. And foul. Count remains 0-2. O-2 count to T.J. Mitchell. Dagan in his windup in the pitch. Shot to center field. Solid hit there for T.J. Right over the second base bag. Second hit of the game.
Now, yeah. Okay. And that's the second time he hit the ball hard, because that other time, error on Eli Olson.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, oh, yeah, that's what I got, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's number 6 batting, Davis Patzer. Pitch inside. Davis has been player of the game, the couple games we've done. Eagles down 11-5, batting here in the top of the fifth. Patzer at the plate. And the pitch is a strike. Nice pitch by Tigan. Tigan Long, just a junior. Only one senior starts, and that's Thompson for Dawson Boyd. Have everybody back next year. Throw over to first. And TJ gets back. 1-1 count, number 6, Davis. Outstanding basketball season for Lacapaw Valley. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Strike call. Strike 2. Okay,
yep.
Grayson Olson behind the plate with his lead at first is TJ, and Patzer fouls that one. Ooh, it hit a car down the first base side. A gray Ford there. I think it hit it right on top. Not good. Have you had a baseball hit your vehicle before?
Oh, yeah.
Many years you've covered baseball? There's a ground ball, a hit to shortstop. Hanson fields it, touch second, throw to first, and not in time, but T.J. Mitchell's forced out at second base. What's that, 6-4? Or did he take it by himself?
6-0, or 6-U.
6-U, okay. So one out, and here's Cale Benson, the right fielder, to face Tigan Long.
Reaches on a fielder's choice.
And here's Benson. The pitch. Strike. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Sun shining here at Nelson Field. A little on the cool side. There's a ground ball. Oh, right underneath the glove of Olson. And then Hanson Fields tags the runner. I believe he tagged him.
No, he...
Nate Hansen, the shortstop, fielded the ball right in front of the second base, and he did. He tagged Patzer out.
Ooh.
Two outs. What a nice play by the shortstop, Nate Hansen of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Cale Benson hit the ball right in front of the second base bag. Hansen fielded, and Patzer was kind of sliding there, wasn't he? And tagged him out. Two outs.
Benson reaches on a fielder's choice. I'll leave it up to Weber. There's a
ground ball to second, and they throw not in time. I don't think everybody's safe.
Yeah.
Ground ball to second base, Eli Olson.
Eli Olson went down to pick it up, and it bounced off his glove. He picked the ball up and threw the first, but...
Tyler,
number 2,
the
emergency runner.
Landon Weber.
Gave a reach. Or Weber reached on it, so I have to give him an error on that.
Yep. All right, pinch running is Tyler Earp for La Caparo Valley. He's on first base now. And Cale Benson's at second base. There's two outs. Here's Brock Biernell batting, the number nine batter. Here's a pitch from Tigan, and right down the plate for strike one. That was a bang-bang play there.
Yeah.
Keep up. So the Eagles have got them going with two outs here. And there's a pop-up in foul territory, and it's going to hit the top of the third base for a long strike.
Looks like they gave Benson a hit on that. I don't know. Eli Olson had to go a long ways.
Yeah, okay. 0-2 count here to Brock Biernell. Two outs, two on for La Caparo Valley. We're in the top of the fifth. Blackjacks lead 11-5. And now time being called. Not sure who called it. Benson on second. Earp on first. Here's a ground ball. Hit the short. Nate Hansen fields it. Throws the first for the out. Boy, Nate Hansen's having a heck of a game. That ends the top of the fifth for the Eagles.
No runs. One hit, one error, and two left on. One left on base. Two left on base.
Okay. Blackjacks lead 11-5. They're coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back after this.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Paul Raymond, Dick Newman here at Nelson Field in Dawson this evening. And quite a ball game, Dick. 11-5, Blackjacks lead in the bottom of the fifth here.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they have scored in every inning. Four in the first, three in the second, two each in the third and the fourth. And here they'll set up the number 8, 9,
now
and top of the order.
The home half of the fifth is number
24. All right, Aston Schwendra batting.
Now got a base hit, and so does the next batter.
Here's the pitch. See if the Eagles can put up a goose egg there.
Yeah.
In this inning. Brock Biernell pitching. Geyser started for La Caparo Valley. There's a swing and fall back to the backstop by Ashton. Ashton used to have really long hair, and he got a haircut.
Oh.
And I never didn't recognize him when I saw him next time.
He's one for two. Caught looking in the first time up, and then got a seven-pitch single and scored a run. So he's one for two.
Pitches high for a ball. 2-1. Biernell's a tall right-hander, and he's in his windup, and a 2-1 pitch to Schwender. Ground ball hit the short. Kymig fields it cleanly, throws the first off the bag, but they get him. Nice play by Mortensen at first base.
The throw, Kymig had to hurry up the throw as Schwender got down the baseline pretty good. And Drew Mortensen towards home plate, and he caught the ball and made a swipe tag to get the out.
Nice job there by Mortensen, the first baseman for the Eagles. And here's the number nine batter, Colin Olson. And he hits one right to the second baseman, Geyser. on a dime, and Geiser hauls it in for number two. Out number two. He didn't even have to move. Geiser at second base just put his glove up and caught it. Top of the order, Eli Olson swinging a miss. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 11-5. Blackjacks leading the Eagles right now. And Olson swings at that one, fouls it back. Again, I turned back to look back, and there's a lot of Lock Powell Valley people here, a lot of Dawson Boyd people here. 0-2 pitch, two outs in the dirt for ball one. Eagles have three hits. Blackjacks have nine hits in the game. Yeah, this game started an hour later than scheduled because of the wet conditions. And, oh, did it hit him? No, he didn't move. Went on the other side of him, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think. That was a ball. Definitely a ball. 2-2 pitch to Eli Olson. Here it is in the dirt for ball three. Brock kind of lost control the last two pitches. Two outs, nobody on. Eli Olson, full count to him. Brock taking his time. Now he's in his windup. Here's a full count pitch. Popped up, foul behind home plate. Out of play. Ooh, it hits the concrete and goes behind the bleachers here. Next broadcast will be a doubleheader softball, Lockport Valley and Dawson Boyd. Ball four. Oh, that was a pretty good at-bat there for Eli Olson.
Third walk by him.
Yeah, that's right.
Dawson Boyd, the center fielder, and our number five is Boyd.
Here's Bo Johnson. I don't know if you can hear Scotty Ireland in the background. He's doing the PA today. A little excitement. Runner at first is Eli. He's off on the pitch. There's a throw from Weber, and it's not in time. Stolen base there for Eli Olson. Coach Swenson with two outs. Bo Johnson at the plate. He's come around to score twice in the game. Biernell, the 1-0 pitch. Pop foul for strike one. Ooh, just missed the vehicle. Bounces into the street. That's some pretty good thunderheads building up down the outfield fence there.
Yeah.
1-1 count to see if Brock can get out of here with two outs. The pitch. Ooh, fall back. Strike two. Took a little bit off that pitch, I think Biernell did. Eli Olson with his lead at second base. Blackjacks have an 11-5 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's a 1-2 pitch.
Oh, nice curveball. Ball.
Oh, beautiful pitch by Biernell there to end the inning, Dick.
There's a zero.
There's a zero.
Yeah. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. After five complete, same score, Dawson Boyd 11 and Lacaparo Valley 5.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Cambie and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Blake Dawson.
Okay.
All right, Dawson Boyd has made a pitching change, so Tegan Long is done for the day, and in the pitch is Blake Thompson. It looks like Tegan's going to third base, so they just switched positions here. Blackjacks have an 11-5 lead on Lacapaw Valley. Eagles batting here in the top of the sixth inning. So the senior, Blake Thompson, on the mound. Blake plays town ball and plays about everything baseball, I think. And Tegan goes to third base for the Blackjacks. Well, our Neon Needles postgame show coming up after the game. Dylan Kaimig will start it out here to face Blake Thompson, first batter. Dawson Boyd, 11 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Lacapaw Valley, 5 runs on 3 hits and 1 error. No errors?
No errors.
No errors, okay. Here's the first pitch for Blake Thompson. Ooh, fastball right down the middle for strike one, the number 5. This is the top of the order for the Eagles. Time he reached down there, came around to score in the first inning. The ball, 1-1. To Kaimig. Blake's pitched, and that's hit the shortstop. That's Nate Hansen. He's in the hole. Long throw to first. They get him. Wow.
One down.
6-3 put out. He's got a strong arm for a young kid.
Now stepping in for the Eagles.
Nate Hansen.
Dylan
Kaiser. He had to go to the third base side. Kind of, we call it in the hole there, shortstop, and had a strong throw to Olsen at first. Here's Dylan Geiser, left-handed batter. Takes the first pitch of ball. Next pitch right, Thompson. Ooh, it hits him in the foot. There's our first hit batsman. That had the sting in the foot. I heard the thud from here. So here's Cade Molden. Eagles got a base runner here in the top of the sixth, down 11-5. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman here in Dawson this evening at Nelson Field.
Molden is 0-for-0. He's walked 3 times.
Oh, took a strike, picked a strike there. Here's Thompson's pitch, and it's high and away for ball one. Geiser at first. Dylan's got great speed. Probably one of the faster Eagles, huh?
Yeah. Haven't had an opportunity to steal today.
Next pitch, high for ball two. Yeah, Darby and the coaches show. Darby Biergarten, the coach for the Eagles. It's amazing how much speed we have. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Caden. Inside for ball three. Three balls, one strike to Caden. Geiser, and there's a high fly ball. And the shortstop, Nate Hansen. This is like Major League pop-up, and Nate's having some trouble when he drops the ball. Now he throws the second for the out to force the out there, so nothing really hurt. That was Major League pop-up in the infield. Or shallow left field. Okay. Well, they marked that. Okay, two outs. Two outs, and here's Caden Mortensen, the runner on first base. Here's Mortensen at the plate. The pitch.
Ooh.
Shot down to first base, foul. Boy, that ball had a lot of spin on it. We got a good view of that right here, didn't we?
Yeah.
One ball, one strike to Mortensen, who had a major home run. Seems like hours ago.
It was.
First inning, a 3-run home run to put the Eagles ahead 3-0. And then the Blackjacks now lead 11-5. 1-2 pitch, there's strike three.
Yeah.
Strike three, nice pitch there by Blake Thompson. So that'll end the inning for Lacapaw Valley in the top of the sixth, Dick.
Yep. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base.
And the score, the Blackjacks 11, the Eagles 5. Blackjacks coming to bat in the bottom of the 6. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Paul Ramel, Dick Newman back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. The Blackjacks lead the Eagles 11-5. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. Blackjacks batting here in the bottom of the 6th innings. Blake Thompson takes the first pitch, pops it up, and goes right behind us here, Dick.
Yeah.
I didn't want to look up. I didn't want to catch a baseball between the eyes. One strike here to Blake. Brock Biernell continuing on the mound here for Lacaparral Valley in the bottom of the 6th. And there's a shot. Well hit. Ball left center field. It's going to go in the gap. Goes all the way to the fence. Blake Thompson with a stand-up double. Left center field.
10th hit of the game for Dawson.
And now Thompson, who's pitching, will be run for here.
Number 15,
Aiden Dahl. Aiden Dahl.
Nate Hansen in the morning.
Oh, they walk Hansen?
Yep. Now batting for the morning is number 14, Cam Sather.
So runners on first and second. Here's Cam Sather batting after walking Nate Hansen. Intentional walk there, and here's the pitch. And it's high for ball one. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the 6th. Blackjacks 11, Eagles 5. Biernell delivers. Pitch inside to Sather.
Sather 1-for-3, singled last time up.
Thompson are on
board to run.
Dahl on second base. Hansen and first. And the pitch is low for ball. 3-0. Did Cam go to state wrestling, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last 2 years.
3-0 pitch. Yeah, it's a strike call.
Freshman and sophomore.
Okay. 3-1 pitch. Blackjacks have their leads. They're not holding. The Eagles aren't holding them on. And the pitch is a ground ball hit the second. Geiser fields it, takes the runner, and he's going to hold on to the ball.
Sather gets down the baseline pretty quick. On the play, though, Thompson goes, or the pitch runner for Thompson goes to third.
Dahl at third base. And we got one out. And here's Tygan Long. Now playing third base, I believe.
He's got a couple hits.
Runners on the corners. And there goes the runner, and a swung on and fall back. Sather is off on the pitch. Boy, it's really turned out nice compared to the first inning. Thought we were going to be rained on for a while. Runners on the corners for Dawson. Boy, they lead 11-5. Tygan Long at the plate. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner and the throw to third. And everyone's safe. Sather, the stolen base, to second. Dahl's at the third base.
Tiger Long, one ball, one strike. Eagle infield is in. They're on the grass. Here's the pitch to Long. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Bjornell. Runners on second and third for Dawson Boyd here in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 11-5. One ball, two strikes to Tyken. And he hits that one towards the first base dugout. Look out. Big pitch coming up here for Brock. Two strikes on Long. Here's the pitch from the stretch. It's high for a ball. 2-2. Dahl's on third base. Sather's on second base for the Blackjacks. 2-2 pitch to Tigan. Called strike three. Strikeout there for Brock Bjornhild. Big strikeout for Brock. Two outs. Here's the catcher for Dawson Boyd, Grayson Olson.
He's hitless in the game. 0 for 3, struck out in the first.
Popped up right side of the field. Second baseman Geiser calling for it and makes the catch. One pitch to Olson, and he flies out to second base.
No run out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base.
And we'll go to the top of the seventh. The Eagles need some runs. They're down 11-5. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
All right, well, here we go, Dick. The Eagles, the top of the seventh. They're down 11-5. They need some runs.
Well, got to have your rally cap on, I guess.
Well, you stood up and did a circle, right?
That didn't work today.
Not yet. That's what you get love about baseball, right?
Dawson's played a good game. They really have.
All right, top of the seventh inning, and Blake Thompson in relief facing T.J. Mitchell, and the first pitch is a strike to T.J.
Said the natural rivalry and the really true here today.
Next pitch is strike two. 0-2 count to TJ. And Blake Thompson is wind up in the pitch, and that's called strike three. TJ
yep.
Asked for time, but he's home plate umpire didn't give it to him.
You can ask for it, but it's got to be granted.
One down.
The pitch was coming in. TJ put his hand up to call time, but that was a little late. One out. Number six, Davis Patzer. And a pitch from Thompson. I think Blake has really come in relief a lot so far this year for the Blackjacks. Done a nice job. No pitches outside. And high slipped off his hand. Every time I do that, I break somebody up. The next play. 2-0 count. Davis. He's popped out a couple times. And the pitch is ball three. 3-0. On deck is Cale Benson. Next pitch. Ball four. So the Eagles have a base runner.
They're still alive, down 11-5. And here's Cale Benson.
Still batting for Lacrimal Valley, the second baseman, number 8. This is
Cale's older brother, I believe, played for college ball, didn't he?
He played at
Morse.
Morse, yeah.
And the pitch is outside.
He's teaching and coaching baseball.
Oh, nice.
Up north.
Okay.
Someplace.
Cale Benson at the plate for Lacrimal Valley. Here's the pitch from Thompson. And that's a ball. Runner on first. Guess there's a JV game after this game. Next pitch. Ooh, almost hit him. 2-1 to Benson. Blackjacks lead 11-5. We're in the seventh inning. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Benson at the plate, 2-2 count. The pitch, strike three. Curveball froze Benson there. Two outs, and the Blackjacks are one out away from a victory.
A pinch hitter there.
Now batting for Lacrimal Valley, number
12, Danzeason. Braden Danzeason batting for the first time. Trying to keep the game going here. Eagles down to their last out. Here's the pitch. And it's strike two called. Down to one pitch, Blake Thompson, an all-time called. 0-2 count to Danzeason. Braden. Well, our Neonitos post-game show coming up. And the pitch. There's a high fly ball, center field. The center fielder coming in. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Benson on his way to third. He's in at third base. And so Danzeason comes through with a base hit. Pinch batting there. Or is that Patzer to third?
Yeah,
Patzer. Patzer to third base, excuse me.
Well,
yeah, Davis C. around the second. He didn't even hold up. He just kept going. So Danzeason with a nice hit to keep the game going here. And we got
Landon Weber
back in at first base. Two outs. And here's Brock Bjornhild. Runners on the corners. Eagles need a bunch of runs here. Down 11-5. Nice hit by Danzeason.
Yep.
Pitch
inside
for a ball. Blackjacks, they need one out, and they'll pick up the win here on their home field. 1-1 pitch. Ball, high ball, two. The Eagles will go to Lakeview, I believe, on Tuesday, their next game. Here's the 2-1 pitch.
All three.
Blake Thompson trying to end the game here. Eagles aren't going away quietly.
I think Dawson Boyd goes to Tracy tomorrow.
Popped up in the infield, and Eli Olson makes the catch. For the third out, and that is your ball game. The Blackjacks defeat the Eagles 11-5. We'll take a couple of minute break. We'll come back to the Neon Needles post game show right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with Agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel, Dick Newman here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Your final score, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 11, Rockapaul Valley 5. Interesting game for sure, Dick, wasn't it?
Line scores read unofficially, Rockapaul 5 runs with 4 hits, no errors, and left 5 runners stranded. Dawson Boyd 11 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors, 3 errors actually, and left 7 runners stranded. And the starting pitchers were the pitchers of record. Tygan Long going the first 5 innings, picking up the win. Blake Thompson coming in relief. Not a save situation.
Right. The way the game started out, Dick, crazy the first couple innings, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the Eagles, it was Caden Mortensen started out in the top of the first with a 3-run bomb over the left center field fence, put the Eagles up 3-0. And then, Dawson comes to bat in the bottom of the first, and the first 3 batters were walked, and that gave Nate Hansen a 3 RBI double to go ahead 4-3 then, wasn't it?
Right, right.
And then second inning, basically it was the same thing. The first 2 batters, first 2 leadoff batters walked, and then Blake Thompson come up, got an RBI, Nate Hansen with a 2 RBI double in the second.
Yep.
Rockapaul tacked on 2 more runs in the third, and how'd they do that? In the third inning, they put up 2 runs in the third. Was that
In the third, they put up two runs. Caden Walden walked. Caden Mortensen walked. One of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think both scored on that error.
By the second baseman. Yep, that's what it was. Okay. All right. So the Blackjacks pick up the win. They're going to get the JV game going here. We've got to name our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, Dick. Who are we going with?
Well, for great job in the field and at the plate, Hanson for Dawson Boyd.
Yep.
I really think he really made some nice plays in at shortstop, got a strong arm, and he cracked those two runs. I thought that first one was going to be a grand slam.
Yep.
It hit the
fence,
the sign.
Yep.
The fence. So,
yeah, and it's
five
first,
RBIs.
Yeah. His first two at-bats, five RBIs. Can't do much better than that.
Well, that's right.
And then, Nate Hanson, a sophomore, shortstop for the Blackjacks, Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, and gets a Neon Needles T-shirt and a Subway Valamil from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. And our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. I think we're going to do with the Dawson Boyd second baseman. He made a nice stop behind the bag and threw over at first to get the out there. I think that was in the fourth inning.
Right.
And so that was Eli Olson of the Blackjacks with a good defensive play. We did have some good defensive plays on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just couldn't get the out when they needed it in the first three innings. And
yeah.
Took advantage of, they had timely hits when runners were on base, and there were no errors, but just some walks.
Yeah. The walks hurt the Eagles.
Yeah.
Both sides had walks.
Yeah.
And then timely hits, like you said.
Right.
So that's our final score here in Dawson, 11-5. Our next broadcast will come Tuesday. I'll be in Dawson here, La Capara Valley softball team, with a doubleheader on Tuesday. And then Thursday, I think we got Camby at La Capara Valley baseball on Thursday next week. So we'll be covering both those games here on Q92. I want to thank our fine sponsors for sponsoring the high school sports here on Q92. We appreciate that. And, Dick, thanks for... we got rained on in the first inning.
Ooh, yeah, we didn't melt.
No, we didn't melt like you. But it's a pretty good vantage point here in the second row of the bleachers. So
yeah, as long as the weather cooperates, it turned out to be a nice day. You know, the sun shined. It wasn't very warm, but
yeah,
the wind was down. That's unusual in this country, but great day for baseball, and I think people wanted to get out after all the rain we've had.
Yep, that's for sure.
Had a great crowd.
Yeah,
good following.
Good to get a game in this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Once again, your final score of the Blackjacks 11, La Capara Valley 5. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company,
Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight under clear skies with a chance for drizzle. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for showers.